We want to turn now to the broader markets and bring in our next guest, Jurjen Timmer, Fidelity Investments Director of Global Macro. And Jurjen, you know, if you ask 10 analysts where equities, energies, commodities are headed, you will get a dozen different answers. So how much is Wall Street really struggling to chart these black swan risks and then find portfolio stability?
It's a great question. And by definition, you know, black swans are very, very hard, if not impossible, to quantify. You know, what is the risk or what is the probability of this outcome or that outcome? You know, these are low probability events with very, you know, large, obviously, impacts. And I think all most investors can really do here is to be in a well-diversified portfolio. And it's interesting, you know, until today, I was really scratching my head over the lack of a response from the bond market to, you know, to all of the headlines that we've, of course, been seeing over the past week or two. You know, stock market did kind of predictably, you know, went down on the news. Gold went up. Bitcoin at first went down. Now it's up. The dollar went up. Oil went up, of course, commodities in general, all fairly kind of understandable moves. But the bond market last week didn't budge at all and basically was essentially saying that the Fed is going to do what it was going to do, regardless of the headlines that we're seeing. That really changed today, where the bond market, all of a sudden, yields are plummeting. You know, the 10-year yield's down to 170. It was at 2% 2 weeks ago. It was at 1.9% just on Friday. And the market has now unpriced some of the Fed's expected rate hikes. March is back to a quarter point, and the year of 2022 is down to less than five hikes from 6.5. So, you know, that if we think about a diversified portfolio, you've got stocks, you got bonds, you've got some inflation hedges, whether it's tips or commodities, you got some gold, maybe some crypto. The 40 side, that bond side, really wasn't kicking in, but now today it has. So I think it's, you know, it's just a sign that when things are uncertain, risk premiums tend to go up. And we're seeing, obviously, that happen in the stock market. The PE is falling. It's down about 20-25% from the peak set last year. So a significant derating that was already underway because of the Fed cycle, but is now being kind of escalated because of these geopolitics that are happening now.
And then, Jurjen, what are some of the key technicals that you're looking at this particular point to see where markets go from here?
So we're always looking for signs that the trend is getting exhausted, right? So you look at the leadership, and we see this during every correction or bear market. I mean, so far, the market is down 15% as of last week's intraday low. It's down about, you know, probably 12 or 13% on a closing basis. But we saw this, for instance, in a financial crisis or even during the pandemic, that the stocks that people like to hide in, they hold up. And then towards the end, when the margin calls come, even those go. And so when we look at the leadership, you know, into last week's trading low on Thursday, and who knows, maybe that was the low, we don't know. You know, the meme stocks, the non-profitable tech companies, those the retail darlings, those kind of bottomed first and then had a very strong reversal. And on that low, we saw a number of technical divergences. So when you look at breadth, the number of stocks making new 4-week lows or 13-week lows, or the number of stocks with very oversold momentum, those all made a higher low last week Thursday than their previous low, which was on January 24th. So maybe it's just short-term noise because obviously the headlines are dominating. But to me, that was already a glimmer of hope, if you will, that maybe the leaders that were forcing the market lower were already kind of being exhausted. And so we'll see if it holds.
Okay, I want to try and get one last question in really quickly, only about 30 seconds, and it ties back to these black swan risks. And then, you know, we heard the IEA is going to release 60 million barrels. How do you try to calculate what happens if energy sanctions actually do get slapped on Russia? What can you glean from the price of oil now, factoring 40-year high inflation? What impact does that have on markets and the American consumer?
The ultimate impact is that, you know, energy prices will obviously stay high. Bond yields are now following. You take one minus the other, and you get more negative real rates. And that's, I think, one of the main developments today is that, you know, real rates were negative. They were getting less negative because the Fed was tightening or is about to tighten, and that is the whole point of tightening a cycle. And now they're getting more negative, and that would be kind of the main implication for the commodity markets, for the stock market, for real estate, for bonds. And so to me, the real rate kind of linkage is what's going to drive a lot of asset class returns going forward.
Okay, a lot of things to watch. Thanks for your time today. Jurjen Timmer, Fidelity Investments, Director of Global Macro.